Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
WGN, Dane Neal, Allstate, Showcase Studio, Michigan Avenue on a beautiful first day of spring. And thanks, Bennett, Wake Knight in the booth for the super jazzy, drum-centric bumper.
I like to keep people on their toes.
It's nice. It's nice. And you're back there kind of shadow drumming along with it. So here we are in Fort Frank, Fontana today. And one of the things about a great city is there's so many great causes and great foundations and people doing important work to try to support all manner of things, whether it's hunger, whether it's the environment, whether it's kids, and something that resonates certainly with me a lot being a father of a few kids and they are in schools is some of the work that Common Threads is in and around as far as being involved with. In studio with us, we've got a guy working on the development side for it, Kevin Telly. Kevin, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me.
And good to you. Now, what would you normally be doing on a day like today?
That's a great question. Watching NCAA March Madness.
I was going to say, because, right, he brought in his own monitor, right? And he is actually watching. And during the last thing, he was in studio during the last interview and he was intermittently cheering. No, I'm just kidding. You just have
inside,
your,
I was. Right, inside. Because I'm third in my bracket at Common Threads. So,
oh, that's right.
Not a big deal.
So if they win, Common Threads and the kids benefit. And also in studio to my right, Beth Peterson, who is involved with this organization as well. Beth, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
So let's talk about it. So Common Threads, and to kind of give the listeners a little bit of an insight, I'm familiar with it. It is the personal primary cause and charity for Chef Art Smith, who we know from all of his work that he's done with Oprah, all of the restaurants, certainly for his fried chicken. I've interviewed him not only here in Chicago, but in South Beach and at a number of different events. But when it comes to the charity side, this is what he does. So give us kind of a thumbnail, if you can, Kevin, on Common Threads.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were founded here in Chicago in 2003. And the reason why we exist, we realize that there's an issue with childhood obesity. Over one third of children and adolescents in the United States right now are either overweight or obese. And also there's a lack of education, and there's an issue with food insecurity as well in underserved populations. So our goal is to bring hands-on cooking skills and nutrition education to these underserved communities. So we've been doing that in Chicago since 2003. Right now we're operating in 8 cities across the United States, and in the 2014-2015 school year, we served over 40,000 individuals.
Wow. Yeah.
And 16,000 in Chicago alone.
When it comes to hands-on cooking skills, what is it as far as the things that people would need or would benefit from, and what are the kind of things specifically that you guys are giving them?
Sure, absolutely. So our main flagship program is called Cooking Skills and World Cuisine. It's an after-school program, lasts for about 10 weeks, and kids are taken through a journey, and they're basically cooking recipes from all over the world. We've got recipes from Senegal, recipes from Italy, everything like that, and they're learning knife skills. They're going in to their kitchen of their own school every day and making these recipes.
And I, first of all, I have to say, Kevin knows this, I am a Common Thread super fan. Mm-hmm. I love this organization.
I knew this, I thought it was March Madness related, but of course Beth does have the foam finger that says Common Threads on it.
That's right. That's right.
Number one.
Yeah, there's a knife there as well.
Exactly. And I was really fortunate enough to get a chance to come in and see the program going.
Yeah.
And I got to have that Senegal stew, which the kids made, and they were so proud of. And it was so tasty. It was on that, I remember that day, Kevin. It was like a
snowy
cold day. And I walked in after having a long day. It was like an after school program. Mm. And I was like so ready to have that stew, and it was so great because they made it,
right.
And then they made their little baked plantains, mm-hmm. and they were so proud of what they had created.
Exactly, and it's so great. It was just so awesome to see Beth walk in, and all the students are showing off what they made, and Beth is trying all the food.
Yeah.
It's
and then I got a incredible chance to go through their book, because mm-hmm. the 10-week program comes with this great book that you guys have created.
Yeah. A little passport to take them through.
Yeah. So they can get a chance to experience and try all the different cuisines from around the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, 2003 was, it wasn't that long ago, and I think in the history of the world, and of course dinosaurs were way, way, way before that, but in the world of kind of cooking, especially kids cooking, that was a million years ago.
Yeah.
And now you see shows you know, like MasterChef Junior, and you see some of the shows on Food Network where kids are in there cooking. I have always been, it's kind of worn off a little. I mean, I'm accepting, right, that they're and can be amazing. But back then, was this the kind of thing that people thought kids could do? I mean, now it seems this fits right in, but back then it was new stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. It was. And we, I mean, we've evolved in terms of our, you know, kind of our mission and our goal. But
so
back then,
back then it was like, let's make ramen noodles. And like now it's like plantains from Senegal.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, they were still doing the plantains from Senegal back then. Yeah. But it has evolved over time.
Well, and I think about like when I was a kid in the after school, I was a latchkey kid. Okay. So my sister and I would come home and I would have to kind of get things ready for dinner or cook like a snack after school or something like that. And so that really is kind of like one of the reasons why I love cooking so much, I think, is because I got a chance to like kind of get in there a little bit.
Yeah.
My mom did provide some like really good healthy things for us to cook, and she was a great cook. So we had that option, but not every kid has that opportunity, right, to mm-hmm. necessarily have all that good food waiting for them to or someone to kind of show them how to do this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's great because they're learning all of these recipes and how to do all this stuff in school, so they bring it home to their families.
Well, the whole world cuisine is really interesting. And, you know, talking with so many chefs and at so many different events around the country, it is like food is one of those kind of transformative languages that that goes beyond borders, right? And it can be a passport to all those communities. Maybe you get to know that Senegal even exists through the food, and then you learn a little bit more about the people and the culture from there. So Artsmith is so identified with just really elevated and awesome American comfort food. Like who decides on which part of the world to focus on? Is there some kind of method or moral to the story behind it? Like, well, this is a region that could really use a little bit more attention. Or is it just like, this cuisine's really great, it's going to taste good, they're going to love it, they're going to make it one time in school, and then forever at home? Like, how do you decide?
Yeah, so we have an internal team, someone that handles all of our curriculum development. We make it all and develop it all in-house. And so, yeah, I think it's just, we've had a lot of the recipes we've had for a long time. You know, they're very culturally diverse, and we're kind of, you know, catering to something that kids may have never seen before, for sure.
Well, and more than it is about, I mean, I think it's great that you're exposing kids to food from around the world, but more so it's more about teaching them life skills, right? Just how to cook healthy food for themselves and be able to cook for themselves.
Right. Yeah.
Are there some cultures that have really awesome food, but it's just completely unhealthy, but you still said, hey, it tastes so good?
Yeah. No, but we'll look for the, you know, of course, the healthier option.
And of course,
or modify.
And the knife skills, that is important stuff too. So not only do you have the awareness of those different dishes from around the world that you can make, but you also understand from the logistics, from the moving part side, how to make them. Mm-hmm. And those skills are the kind of things that are going to stick with you for a lifetime as well. So the cause is Common Threads. Of course, Artsmith, so associated with. Kevin Telly is in studio with us. When we come back, and you can, of course, text in and call in 312-981-7200. We had a texter from the 847 want to know how they can get involved up in the north part of the suburbs and the city. So we're going to find out about that, as well as some events that you can attend and get involved with related to Common Threads. We're going to take a quick break. It's Dane Neal in for Frank Fontana on 720 WGN. Mm-hmm. 720 WGN, Dane Neal, Allstate Showcase Studio, in for Frank Fontana on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. 312-981-7200 to text in or call in with your thoughts. We've got Kevin Telly from Common Threads in, as well as Beth Peterson from Common Threads, talking a little bit about the organization that helps try to limit childhood obesity, plus also giving kids cooking and culinary skills and information that they can use and enjoy not only during their school years, but for a lifetime. Guys, welcome back. And during the break, of course, people have texted in, like, how can they help? How can they get involved? We know how the kids get involved, right? They just kind of open their mind and then be careful with the knives and make some great food. But for parents or supporters, what do they do?
Absolutely. If you are interested in volunteering, we would love to have you in one of our classes. You can email info@commonthreads.org, and we'd be able to get back to you. If you're interested in learning more, you could visit www.commonthreads.org. We're also on Twitter and Instagram, as well as Facebook. And also, if you're looking to donate, you could do that through our website as well.
Now,
or one of the fundraisers, one of the big events you guys do.
We'll talk about those in just 1 second, because on the event side, Art Smith is, he loves events. He knows events. You know, his ice cream social I have attended. Mm-hmm. I actually covered his the 101 gay weddings that he put together, you know, that had not only so many stars of the food world there participating, but for such a great cause and exciting too. So he loves events, and you guys do too. So let's talk about some of the things coming up for Common Threads.
Of course, we've got some very exciting events coming up. First of all, I want to plug our Big Chicago fundraiser, which comes up in October every year. It's called Cook Off. We get 30 chefs and mixologists from all over the city, some of the hottest restaurants. And if you attend, you get to vote on your favorite dish. It's a blast every year. So the official date and location will be coming up. You could visit our website for more information. If you're in LA, we have an event coming up on March 27th. It's called Dine by Design. Again, we're bringing in about...
If you happen to be in LA. The 27th, that's days away. You could get a flight and head out there,
I guess. Yeah, of course. Please do. Tickets available on our website. And then we have our Cooking for Life Festival coming up in Miami from the 23rd through the 25th of September. And that's a weekend festival. There's a brunch. There's some cooking demos. It's going to be a blast. It's a second annual.
Definitely time to get tickets for that.
Oh, yeah.
So locally, let's talk about some of the things coming up or some of the ways that even maybe people could help host a fundraiser. I know that it's an organization. It's a charitable organization. It's a 501c3. So support on the dollar side is always needed and welcome. Mm-hmm. And then on the volunteer side, when you mentioned that, like if people were going to volunteer, what would they be doing?
Yeah, absolutely. And Beth, you know, you were there, but... As we said, our after-school programming is exactly where volunteers come in. They come in, they work with about a group of five students, they help them through the recipe, and then everyone sits down and eats their meal at the end of the session. Yeah.
It's a pretty good volunteer position, if I have to say so.
It's a blast.
You know, because you get to eat at the end, which is pretty great.
And then on the support side, is there, you know, is it just dollars, or can people donate either like cooking utensils or food? I mean, is there any other kind of creative ways that people can support what it is that you're doing?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if anyone wants to donate any sort of utensils or cooking equipment like that, we can use it in our programming, our after school programming, as well as food or, you know, event space, anything like that. We're always open to it, or any sort of skill based volunteering. We could use that kind of behind the scenes in the office. So we're open to everything.
And then on the if you wanted to host your own event, I mean, you've got set events, but it seems certainly it's in kind of the food space wheelhouse. Sure. But if, let's say, somebody wanted to do something, you guys are in Cook County proper specifically now. Are you open to things in the suburbs if people have ideas?
Absolutely. If people have ideas, absolutely. Again, info@commonthreads.org, and we'll be able to get back to you with your ideas. But we would love, I mean, any sort of fundraising on our behalf is always welcome.
And the events are really fun.
Yeah.
So I think coming out to some of the events and helping to support is a really great way to be involved as well.
Absolutely.
So on the development side, Kevin, you do so many different things. But for Art Smith, like, what is it? Is there like a big red kind of bat phone that you pick up if you need him or Jesus to come out or do some things, or if you need the kids? Like, what for those people? And he has so many fans, not only of his food, but for him and some of the things that he does. Like, what does he do? Like, is he in the office all the time? Is he in the office now and then? Like, when do you see Art?
Sure. So he comes to our cook-off event every year, which is great. We did a fundraiser last year that he kind of came out to and emceed back in May. I think it was like a spring kickoff event. But he's living in Florida. He's always there supporting. He's, you know, of course, the chair of our board. So
And the Miami contingent's pretty big, right?
It's
a big, you know, this is a national organization.
Absolutely.
You have Common Thread in what cities in the country?
We are Chicago, LA, New York, DC, Miami, Jacksonville, New Orleans, and Austin, Texas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Taken over. That's
absolutely
great.
And actually, the superintendent of Miami-Dade Public Schools, Alberto Carvalho, is actually on our national board, just joined. So that's some big news
week. Congratulations. Yeah. That's a great thing.
Fantastic.
Especially because so much is happening in Miami for Common Threads.
Mm-hmm. And he's been an incredible supporter of our for years. So,
a little curious, when you sat down here before we got on, you know, working, supporting great causes and, you know, out there trying to generate not only the interest, but the support necessary for Common Threads, but you are and have been a radio guy in the past, you know, and so you wanted to, so talk a little bit about that, your background, because people sometimes wonder what, when someone gets in here, they've got a job, it's a very cool job, you know, they're passionate about it, excited about what they are doing, like what that path is like. You know, to get to that, you didn't just kind of pop out of, you know, wherever you came from, and boom, I'm doing Common Threads. There was a pathway.
Right. Yeah. I didn't graduate high school, and I was like, man, I would just want to raise money. That's all I want to do.
Well, not just that, but, you know, teach kids to cook.
No,
and,
absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
Some people did. Some people are, I always want to raise money, I guess. Yeah. You know, you're right. But for you, how did it happen?
Sure. So I went to Fairfield University, graduated. I was very involved in our radio station, WVOF 88.5.
You've got a good radio voice. Don't you think?
Yeah. I had actually turned down the mic a little bit. So a little boom in there.
A little too much baritone. But that was a blast. After that, I moved to Chicago, worked at Cristo Rey Jesuit High School. It's in Pilsen. Incredible school. I taught there for 2 years, and that was a nonprofit in itself. So from there, I kind of wanted to go into the fundraising side of things, found Common Threads, and I've been happy ever since.
So do you travel the country for some of these events as well? I know you're based right here, so this is maybe your wheelhouse, so this is it.
Exactly.
Chicago. So how do people get a hold of you, Kevin, if they want to get a hold of you to go into things? I know you mentioned info@commonthreads. Is there a specific way people can reach you?
Yeah, if you want to send me an email, ktellie, @commonthreads.org. Love to talk to you. Also, 312-462-0718 is our office line. So I'm at the desk every day. If you'd like to talk,
and
learn more.
He answers. You're the first person I talk to there, right?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
So a lot of options. It is one of those causes that's based here, doing so many great things in an area that is really not only cool and fun, but also necessary on the kids and the culinary side. So it is commonthreads.org. Is the website. So, Kevin, thanks so much for being in WGN. Thanks for sharing your story. And there's a lot of ways for people to get involved. Beth, again, thanks so much for what you're doing. This is a great organization to be involved with.
Absolutely.